Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. If you've been listening to the program, you note that there's young man by the name of Elchanan Beck, and he is helping me assessment of wonderful, wonderful recordings. Primarily cantorial. Unfortunately, in the past few days, the great cantor Naftali Herzig passed away, and this special and another special are dedicated to his memory. So without further ado, we're going back about 14, 15 years when I did an interview with him. And you'll find that most of what was recorded at that time holds true till today. So without further ado, here is Naftali. I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone a cantor, Naftali Herzig, the outstanding cantor from Israel. And we're going to hear much about his involvement with the Taki at Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute, but shalom. How are you, Naftali?
Shalom, shalom. How are you?
Okay. Thank you for taking this call. First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, where you were born, where you were raised?
I was born in Hungary after the Second World War. I was one of the first one born in 1947 in Hungary. I was there till the age of 3.5, and that's when we made Aliyah to Israel. And I'm a descendant of a very, very Chazanish family for many generations. And all my uncles and great uncles, whoever was left alive after the Holocaust, they're all involved in Chazanut. Obviously, living in Tel Aviv, growing up in Tel Aviv, in the early statehood, when everybody came, I heard three Kusevitsky brothers many times. I heard Genchov and Vigoda and Malavsky. Anybody who was a name, we heard him in Tel Aviv.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I grew up, on top of the fact that Tel Aviv itself had some great Chazanim, Leibelik Lanz, Yitzchak Eshel, Shabtai Ackerman, to name just a few.
Mm-hmm.
My father, Zichron Livrocha, was a Chazan in Tel Aviv. And that's how my brother, Chaim Eliezer, myself, that's how we grew up. In early childhood, we started singing with our father. And subsequently, we became what they used to call in America, Wunderkinderlach.
Yes, yes.
And we were able to perform the most intricate, complicated Chazanish pieces at the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Obviously, our route went from there into deeper Chazanus. After studying with my father, I studied with Leibelik Lanz and Shlomo Ravitz. Some time I spent with Moshe Kusevitsky when he was here.
Hello. Yes, I'm always impressed with so many of the Chazanim who've told me they've studied with Ravitz.
Yeah, well, there's no wonder. No wonder, because he left such a mark on you. He sort of brought to you all the oldies. You know, Chazanim's pre-recording time.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly, certain things that I heard from my great uncle started to make sense. You know, I didn't know where he took them from. And here we are. This is Birnbaum, and this is Pinya, and this is, you know, all the names that I didn't hear before. Suddenly, he showed me on paper. Mm-hmm. There are compositions on paper.
I see.
Number one. Number two, he was so particular on doing things, davening with absolutely correct Hebrew. he said, and I keep on saying it to my students, my pupils at the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute, that now that Hebrew became a living language, we talk, we eat, whatever we do in Hebrew. I mean, there are even Yiddish Ganovim, you know, they speak in Hebrew. There's no reason why we should speak to the Almighty for everybody in broken Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
And that left a great mark on me.
Uh-huh.
But that, obviously, I started very early, the years when my voice broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a broke. My voice, the age of puberty.
Yes, you had to rest it, yes.
That's right. Uh-huh. Those years I started conducting by my father.
Uh-huh.
In the north of Tel Aviv, I conducted the choir, and that's how I became very, very sort of acquainted to so many great compositions, because when you have to conduct them, you have to know them properly. This is it. There, pretty soon, there was one Shabbos. My father was the chazan in the great synagogue of northern Tel Aviv, not the famous Allenby Shul. That was the end of Dizengoff. But we lived on Rothschild, which is quite near the great synagogue. And when my father didn't, when he had off from his shul, we usually went to the great synagogue. And one Shabbat, Chazan Ungio Zichron Adivroche was sick, and they asked me to daven Musaf without me being prepared, with the choir. I stood there suddenly without thinking, and daven Musaf, or Shredesh Benson, without a rehearsal, sang compositions with the choir and so on. The result of that Shabbat was that on Sunday I got a call from the shul, where Ravitz was the conductor, the Bilu shul.
Mm-hmm.
Ravitz was there. He took me out to another room, started asking me about this and that and Nusach and so on, and he said, well, you'll get the job, but I want you to promise me that you're going to study with me. I said, well, sure I will.
By the way, how old were you at the time?
18, 17, half 18. And so I davened with him, my first Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as an adult. I was 18, he was 78, I think. So there was 60 years between us.
Something, that's
great.
That's
it, and from there, you know, from there it was just on. I was davening Shabbosim all over the country, concerts and so on, while I was studying yeshiva and the university. And then I got a job in Akko, which was the nicest shul in Israel at the time. And from there I went to the Central Synagogue on the Carmel in Haifa. There people heard me, and the rest is history. I went to Finchley in London. One of the great temptations in London was the availability of culture and studying at the Royal College of Music, going to operas and listening to a lot of good singers, which I did.
Well, how long did you live in England?
7 years.
Uh-huh. And then you came back to Israel from there?
From there, I came to Jerusalem, and for 30 years I was the chief chazan of the Great Synagogue in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. That was quite a wonderful period in your life. Yeah.
I think that our davening here became the role model for all Orthodox chazanim over the years.
Well, tell us how you formed the cantorial school.
The cantorial school started by the need to not the need I would say almost to revive to give chazanes a how do you call someone passes out and you have got to give him a
artificial respiration,
shock
yes.
Of, breathing and
yes.
Resurrect.
Yes.
We almost needed to resurrect Chazanes, and especially the whole thing of Nusach, that was completely getting almost none. And that's how we started the school. First, we started it in Jerusalem, underneath the Hal Shlomo.
What year was
from
that?
From the Chaim Wiener came and took us together with Shlomo Lahat, the great mayor of Tel Aviv at the time, who loved Chazanes.
I'm sorry, who was that mayor? Who was the mayor?
Cheech.
Oh, okay, right.
Uh-huh. And he took us to Tel Aviv, and the rest is history. Since 92, I became the leader of the school. And that's it.
Well, I certainly know that the new crop of young Chazanim, many of them came through your school, and and many of them were with choirs. I'm sure I can't name all of them, but you have a great list. Perhaps you'll mention a few of the young ones.
Well, Hashem, listen, all the names, the great names of the young generation, almost all of them in New York or in America are graduates of the school. There's one or two young Lemmer and what's his name, Yosef Stark, Jakob Yosef Stark, who didn't study here, but all the rest of them, all graduates of the Tel Aviv Cantorian Institute.
Now, you mentioned Chaim Wiener. Have you seen the new YouTubes that he put out?
Sure. I was trying to convince him for years. Don't forget, eventually, that's how God sort of leads the world. We became a chotanim. You know, my son Etanel, who doesn't?
Yes, of course.
Married his daughter. So I spent a lot of time with Chaim. I knew about all this because I took part in it myself.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to convince him. It's a big job because all those things were recorded in a different sort of media than today.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy to sort of change it to today's media. But he agreed to do it, and it's a great gift for the world.
No question about it. It's very exciting. I'm publicizing it on my calendar and so forth. By the way, I just got a call from someone who told me this past Shabbos, Netanel had over 1,000 people. Of course, that's not unusual, but I don't know where they put 1,000 people in the Hampton Shul. But
that's very. Have you ever been there?
Of course, it's like a bar mitzvah.
No, it's not. The whole thing is that you. The shul is only so big,
uh-huh.
But both sides, you know,
yeah, they open the
lawn
right.
Under the canopy.
Yes.
You sit hundreds of people.
Yes, I know. It's amazing.
So this is it.
I'll be interviewing Netanel in another day or so. So I know you must be very proud of Netanel and the way he's progressed.
I am because I feel... first of all, I'm proud because he's such a wonderful mensch and a great chazan, a great davener. But apart from that, I feel that he's really following, he's a part of me, he's sort of following me.
Uh-huh.
And I really am proud of that.
Do you have other children who are involved with music?
Oh, sure. First of all, my daughters could teach in the school if I asked them to.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Because they all know the Nusach very well. I'll tell you a little story. One of my daughters, the younger one, her husband, she gave birth just a few days before Yom Kippur. And so they, in the yeshuva they live, in Elazar, next to Efrat, they found out that because of that, they'll have to stay in Elazar and not come to me, to the great synagogue. So they came over and they said, Mati, you've got a very nice voice. We need you. Now that you are here, you can't get out of that. You're going to daven con Lidra and the whole first night. He said, I never done that. I don't know. So. And then my daughter from the, you know, from the bedroom says, don't you worry, he'll be ready, he'll do it.
That's great.
She taught him the whole geschäft.
Oh, wow.
but the famous Chazan, who is a fantastic teacher in the school, is my son Shraga.
Shraga?
Shraga, yeah.
Yes.
Who is older than Etanel. He didn't want to leave the country. He had an offer when he was 20, I don't know how many years old, 24. They wanted him in Marble Arch in London. They gave him a tremendous offer, but he said he doesn't want to leave Israel.
Uh-huh.
And, so that's how it is. So he davened Siyom Noraim. Actually, last year he davened in New York, and this year again, the same place.
Got it. Now, is Srulik your nephew?
Is that?
Srulik.
Repeat the question.
Srulik. Srulik Hrstik, isn't he a nephew of yours?
Srulik?
Yes.
Sure, that's my brother Chaim Eliezer's son. Sure he is.
Yes, is he continuing with Chazanis at all?
He davens very nicely. He's more into the Hasidish stuff, you know. Uh-huh. He's a very popular singer and has got his own choir, Hasidish choir and orchestra. But Yomim Noraim, he davens, yes. He davens, actually, I think he davens in... with Reuven Pinsky, he davens in the Woodmere.
Oh, here in the States. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Only Rosh Hashanah and Kippur.
I see. Now, I know somewhat the answer to this, but where do you think Chazanis is going?
Whoa, that's a very, very, very difficult question. Look, I'm not ready to eulogize, because if you come to Israel, you see what goes on in the school or in the concerts of the school or the concerts of Dr. Sobol,
mm-hmm.
or others.
Yes.
You see full houses. I'm talking about the Chala Tarbut, 2,800 seats.
I was there 3-4 weeks ago with Adler and... Svi Weiss and Simon Cohen and others. It was a packed,
sure. Yes. And that's how it is. I mean, not only in Tel Aviv. We gave concerts in Hadera. We gave concerts in Ashdod, in Ashkelon, in Tel Aviv, in where you know, and Jerusalem. It's always full.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is a new crowd that is those who came from Russia and sort of start to have a certain yearning to that sound,
uh-huh.
Especially when that sound is coming with a very intelligent, lovely harmony, like you know what we can in the Tel Aviv Conservatory Institute deliver.
Yes,
the choir, the chazanim.
Now you used
and
to...
I've got Raymond Goldstein with the instruments, so it is really tremendous evenings, and you don't have to have such a huge place like a Chala Tarbut. There are very nice halls of 800, 750 seats all over the country, and we like to perform there, because that way we go out to Israel and not only to Tel Aviv.
You used to bring the choir to the States. I always enjoyed the choir.
You were the first who brought us. You and Benny.
They were wonderful. they were so wonderful. And I love choirs, Naftali. I believe that we, you know, the choir, when you read about the biographies of the great cantors, that they all started in choirs, of course at a very young age, but you
right.
were so great at putting choirs together also, which I miss.
Yeah, well, listen, I believe that Hirschman would not have been so mellifluous, so musical. The same goes for Moshe Kosevitsky, who sang for years in the choir. I mean, and who didn't? I mean, you can hear those who really sang in choirs for years. because there is a different, something comes through much more musical than the normal just chazonas.
Yes. You know, it's
you know, Moshe Stern at the time had his actually his own choir with the family. You know, he was a choir boy for his father. And you can hear that too. There's a certain musicality, musicianship, delivery that you get only when you are serving as a chorister in a shul.
Yes. Yeah.
And we do that all the time in the school. We go out for Shabbatot as well.
Aha. Uh-huh. So throughout the land of Israel. And do you go to Europe also?
Yeah. It's not an easy undertaking, because there's always somebody, you know, we used to get, we still do some support from the government. But, you know, so, the shul is not, that is not a concert place, that, you know.
Right.
But slowly, slowly we are getting there.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Baruch Hashem.
By the way,
and listen, I mean, to mention just a few names in New York, I mean, Netanel, not to mention Helvgott, not to mention Chaim David Berzin, not...
Sure, Yanky Lemmer and...
Ozzy
Schwartz.
Ozzy Schwartz.
Of course, and you mentioned Stark and Zevi Muller, yeah. And of course, Yossi Malavani, you know, and...
No, Malavani is not a he's older than me.
Yes.
He's not a graduate of the television.
Oh, no, of course. By the way, you sound great, and I know you went through a crisis about a year ago, and I'm very pleased that you've come through it with flying colors, from what I understand.
Listen, Baruch Hashem, I really feel 20 years younger than I felt a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I was really sick. Both my kidneys gave up, and they were failing for quite a time. I was... I had to have treatment during the week, 2-3 times, sometimes 4 times a week. And that was not easy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But Baruch Hashem, I had a kidney donation from somebody who you met my wife, Elka.
Yes.
That, Baruch Hashem, had the courage, had the love, and had the health to donate a kidney to me.
Interesting.
And now I feel, 4 months after the operation, I was standing again in the Great Synagogue in Moscow, davening with the choir, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is like a miracle.
Yes, it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. Like a miracle. Yeah.
Well, Naftali, I certainly wish you many more years of good health and success in your endeavor of keeping Chazonus alive, and we have to keep trying. That's for sure.
Yeah, listen. You asked me where Chazonus goes. When I was in London 30 odd years ago, I'm making a differentiation between Chazonus and opera.
Mm-hmm.
But that question was hanging in the air. What's going to become of the opera? And look what happened. I think that there's so many youngsters today who go for such a beautiful tradition that we have, such a beautiful musical, cultural tradition, that I think that it will pick up again. And then, listen, you can sing Yeah Boy 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 and lots of maybe many other things, but when it comes to words, to express a prayer properly, it's very hard to beat a great chazan.
For sure.
Or a good chazan.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, and I look forward to seeing you in Haaretz, and perhaps you'll be coming here. Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah. And you mentioned... that last Shabbat in the Hamptons.
Yes.
I mean, look, he's my son, Netanel. But look what happens.
Yes. Yeah.
And there is a rabbi, obviously, who does a great job. Obviously.
Yes, of course. One
and
of the problems.
He allows him to do what he does.
Yeah, well,
encourages him to do what he does.
Schneier, the son, has always been a fan of Chazonis. By the way, he listened to my radio show 25 years ago. So he's not a Johnny come lately. He loves Chazonis, and we have to find rabbis who, you know, if a rabbi doesn't like Chazonis, it's an uphill battle. We have to train the rabbis. I think
that's right. We have to train the rabbis. Yes. Some places we've got to. Change the president, and take
the board. Right. Well, someone told me that if there was a choice between a rabbi and a cantor, and you could only afford one, the halacha says you should have a cantor, unless the rabbi happens to be a gedolim.
Look, we all remember very well David Bagley.
Yes.
Zichrono Livracha.
Yes.
David Bagley. And, you know, when he was not so well anymore, and it was hard for him to govern, they offered him to be the rabbi of the shul.
Really?
But, he kept on governing as well. So I said to him, David, no, sof kol sof, you, the chazan agrees with the gabbai. He says, I'm not so sure.
Anyway.
What a man he was.
Yes.
What a chazan.
Yes. Yes. Well, you've been at the forefront, and you've been involved with all of the greats of.
Could you please speak up?
You've been involved with all the greats.
Oh yeah, sure. No, but you know, the one thing that I would like to teach the young ones, something that I learned from him once. He was not old yet at all. He was in his 50s. He came here and he said these words, you know, you've got to treat the old Chazanim like if they were your grandfathers, your great uncles, because your Yerusha comes from them.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to give them covered and you've got to look after them. And, you know, what I wanted to say is that I have this chut of calling when he was really sick already and he was in the old age home. I called him up every 2 weeks before Shabbos. And you know what? Never mind what he did to him. There was not even once when he didn't leave me with a wonderful dvar Torah.
Interesting.
But the point is that when the Chazonim are getting older, all their disciples should remember what they did for them.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, thanks again for sharing your thoughts with us, Naftali, and to be continued. Shalom.
Hello?
Shalom.
Shalom and all the best, and thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you and talking to you, through you, to your audience.
Well,
and keep on doing the great job that you do. I mean, if anybody is having thought about Chazonis, it must be you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Okay.
And I wish you, Bemet, good life, healthy life, kol tov.
Shalom. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah.
To the live Slichus performance of Naftali Herstik. This is Charlie Bernhout. Hoping you enjoyed this. And go to the second hour for the mix of Chazonis and non-Chazonis for the second hour. Thank you for joining with us, and Shalom.